York Region's medical officer of health gave notice of rising COVID-19 cases as masks rules lift today, but said hospitalizations remain stable. Dr. Barry Pakes said in a video update today that although hospitalizations are on a slow decline, the regional wastewater signal has begun to trend upward again, indicating a rise in cases. Our wastewater signal for COVID-19 has shown a steady increase, consistent with what's happening across the province, Pakes said, adding Ontario Science Table modeling data has indicated we can expect increased transmission and increased hospitalization in the weeks to come. The Science Table report last week said the numbers of hospitalizations will not hit the peak of the Omicron wave. It said hospitalizations should not go over 1,000, compared to the 4,000 in hospital with COVID-19 in January. But the more transmissible subvariant, BA.2, is expected to become dominant this month. Pakes repeated his advice to continue wearing masks when you are in a confined space with others, when physical distancing is not possible or when in an area with poor ventilation. Please keep a mask with you in your pocket, so you can use it when needed, especially around those who are at high risk, Pakes said. Or even just if anyone is uncomfortable with you being maskless. He said vaccines are now our only line of protection against the virus and urged more booster doses or second doses among the youngest population. Booster has remained lower among younger age groups, but Pakes said the region finally reached more than 50% of the 30-39 population with boosters. Only 43% of 20-29-year-olds in the York region have boosters as of March 18. Pakes added with restrictions in schools loosening, it is particularly important for children. It is critical that every child have the protection afforded by the vaccine, he said. Public health is monitoring how COVID-19 is trending with the new rules, Pakes said. We will continue to watch these metrics as restrictions on mask mandates are removed in Ontario.